going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I promise you, I gave this a lot of thought last night, and I will give you a dead honest answer on what that would do to at least me as a Jet fan. Before we get back to your calls, 888-808-1019, and we get into the Jets' handling of Jordan Travis a little bit later on, Aaron Judge apparently taking a shot at Juan Soto later as well. I did give it thought that if the Giants sign Aaron Rodgers, as a Jet fan, as an IFO, as someone that has never hated the Giants, usually on Sundays I root for them. They're not like some of the other local teams in town that I don't root for, where I'm honest. Yeah, I don't want to see the Knicks win. Like last night, I lost some sleep watching Jalen Brunson prove he's king yet again down the stretch in beating the Miami Heat. I really enjoyed Mikal Bridges being benched, though. That was my favorite part. So I thought, all right, if Aaron Rodgers is a New York Giant, and, you know, we're working together, and Sean's here, and Loogie's here, and they're all pumped up, and you're calling it like it is, so you're usually not too obnoxious with this stuff. How am I going to feel as a Jet fan? Like, what am I going to root for? Does this make me anti-Giants? Does this make me indifferent like I normally am? Where, if you win, great. If you lose, not going to lose any sleep. Or does it make me somehow root for your team? And I gave it thought, and full transparency. Mm-hmm. I always want to be honest. You're not going to hold this against me. I am probably going to be more anti-Giant than I normally am. Mm. And I think the reason is, I want to explain it. It's not jealousy, Teak. You know what it is? It's not even anger.
Fear.
It's fear that if he's more successful with your team, that's another thing I'll never live down. And I think that's what it comes down to.
I can see that.
You now, Jet fans have talked a lot about the talent you had and the Giants not having it.
I think that's completely fair. And I'm also worried that even a modest 7 or 8 win season would be something that in this loser town of football we live in, that you guys would use against me and other Jet fans.
I don't know if Giant fans would use it against you in a major fashion. I think it would just be like a mocking fashion. Like, what was wrong with you guys? And really, we know what it was. You just didn't have the right coaching situation. And even when it kind of got like the right coaching situation, Woody fired him.
Right.
So it was just never ideal. Whereas with the Giants, because I think of the track record and the personality of Dave's, with Aaron, you know, desire and need to go out the way he wants to go out, it just might be the right confluence.
No, I get you. I think it's possible it happens. I think the other aspect that would play a role here is if the Jet quarterback situation is a mess. They go with Tyrod Taylor, he gets hurt, and now who knows who's starting? I don't know what they're going to do at the position. Certainly we'll be talking about it. If the Jets are in a worse place and Rodgers is healthy playing well,
yep,
I'm going to be better. So my perfectly honest answer is, yeah, I'd probably be more anti-Giant than ever because I don't want to live in a world in which Sean Morash, and we know how he can be. Mm. I understand you both.
Rational?
I think he would actually be, if the Giants were successful with Aaron Rodgers, he'd be so happy that they're successful with Aaron Rodgers that he wouldn't worry about you.
Yeah, I'd farm my own land.
Tiki. Yes. Tiki.
That's my prediction.
Tommy.
And I'm positive about the Jets right now with Aaron Glenn.
Tommy. Can you correct Tiki that would not be the case?
Tiki, I love you. You're dead wrong.
Sean is not a horrible loser and winner.
I'm speaking goodness into our show.
No, it is. I will not say anything unless something is said to me and I have to fire back. That's all.
Yeah, but something will be said to you because you get involved in the cesspool of social media.
No.
So every other Jet fan will have to take the blame because William B7912 made some kind
9607, actually.
Made some kind of comment on social media. No, you will punt the football, not punt, spike the football in our face every time Aaron Rodgers does something. You've already done it.
Why?
You've already done it.
He hasn't
even signed with the Giants, and you're doing it.
No, because it's already started. The Jet fans are already, you guys are going to fall for it like us, completely missing that it's two completely different scenarios.
Well, I agree that it's two completely different scenarios, but if they, let's say the Giants win seven games, like I said, that's not a great year, but it's better than what we had.
Yeah, but I can't brag about that. I can't brag and go, you won seven games at us. No.
Okay. I think you're full of crap, and I always want to be honest with you. I don't want to just say, don't worry, I'll be fine with the Giants. No, I'm going to probably be in a position where I'll be rooting against you. Now, once you start the young quarterback, I think I go back to being a nice, rational IFO. But I think as long as Aaron Rodgers is starting, and that's why when I brought this up in January, I didn't bring it up because I wanted it to happen. I brought it up because it made sense from a football standpoint.
Yes, and it does.
Thank
you. And the more we talk about it, the more it makes sense. Now, look, the Giants aren't... I don't know if they're all in on Aaron Rodgers like they were all in on Matt Stafford, because that was real.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real with them, and it was real with the Raiders. Clearly, as we alluded to earlier, it was just Matt Stafford. And I guess to an extent, the Raiders using the other teams to figure out what his market value was worth. And then they held on to him.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Giants, though, are going to look at every free agent option that's out there right now. And this is what's daunting. And I guess it's tough to think about. Like, they got to worry about the draft and free agency. But their biggest issue has been quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of this energy is going to be spent looking at all the free agents that are available. Some of them you're not even going to really worry about. You do a cursory glance at. But then you also are looking at Travis Hunter and Cam Ward and Jackson Dart. And like, you're looking at all the young guys as well. Like, this off-season quarterback search for the Giants is probably the most extensive one that they've had in 5 or 6 years. Maybe, actually, no, it's more. Probably 7 years before they got Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to get it wrong.
I'd argue it goes back to when you were playing, because I think once they were settled with Eli, their searches were mostly for backups.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
And then they drafted Daniel Jones.
Right.
Like, I don't think they've had an extensive veteran search. And I don't even remember, it goes back so long, to what they were looking at besides Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember.
So you're talking almost 30 years.
20 years, yeah. No, 20 years.
20, yeah, 20.
Yeah,
because I've been retired for 20. So 20 years. 23 years.
Crazy.
It's nuts.
Let's go to Bruce calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Listen, I know Aaron Rodgers is beyond reproach and everything because he's so great and everything. But as a Giant fan, I never really rooted for Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a very boring quarterback, and I feel like I've seen enough of him. I mean, I've seen him with the Jets. I would rather have Justin Fields because at least Justin Fields is a young guy. He's in the prime of his career.
Yeah, but he might
wants to prove he can win games.
But he might not be good. That's the issue.
The appealing part of Justin Fields is his age. And when you have someone who's young, there's the hope, the belief, but really the hope that, hey, maybe he turns into what we thought he could have been coming out of Ohio State. But Aaron Rodgers and the word boring to me don't fit in terms of the way he plays football. He's not a boring quarterback.
No.
I wouldn't call him that.
No, I think he's actually the opposite of that. And because you don't know what you're going to see. And if you do see a lot of things, it's going to be extraordinarily compelling. Or really bad, like you saw at points over the last couple of years.
Let's go to Eric in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Evan, Tiki, how are you?
What's up, man?
Good, what's up, man?
Oh, man, I couldn't agree with you more, Evan, as far as Sean goes. If they end up with Rodgers and he starts winning, I mean, if we know anything about Morash, it's that he's a real bad loser, but he's an even worse winner. So,
completely,
yeah, that would be rough for us.
Well said. I think that's a fair description of Sean getting to work with him now for almost 2 years.
Absolutely.
We're getting there.
How much fair description of you, Sean?
No, but how much winning have you seen me have here?
That's a good point.
I mean,
fair point.
The Yankees are always there.
So, on the Rodgers, I mean, I will say this first. I mean, I'm a Jets fan, as you guys know, but I think, you know, both organizations obviously have very similar issues and gaps and challenges going forward. And I think, I mean, to me, like, I guess the Aaron Rodgers thing to the Giants would assume, though, that they're going to get a quarterback at three. And I don't know that that's a reasonable assumption because, to me, it seems like Tennessee is dumb enough to trade that one pick. And I don't know if it's the Jets or if it's
I don't think it has to be a quarterback at three. I think it has to be a quarterback.
Right.
And so if that's a second round pick, if Jalen Milroe is a guy they've identified and say, hey, we were impressed with his combine value wise, we can get him in the second round. I'm just hypothetical here. I think it would have to be a young quarterback that you can groom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it necessarily has to be Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, even though those are the guys taking most of the oxygen out of the room.
You can almost guarantee that they're taking a quarterback this year. And I don't know when that's going to happen, first, second, or third round. But you can almost guarantee that that's going to happen. But what we do know is that there absolutely will be a vet. And this is what Sean said last week, and he was right about it. If they're going to take a vet, no matter what, you might as well take Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
What other
he's the best option.
What other vet is a better option right now? I know that you can fool yourself and say, well, we're going to play the young guy anyways. We just need the Jacoby Brissett type backup quarterback. So just in case he gets hurt, you have a capable veteran to come in and play. That's not what I think the Giants are looking for. I think they're looking for a successful quarterback who can help them win right now. And in the process, help them groom or mentor one of the young players that they end up drafting in the first, second, or third round.
Speaking of young quarterbacks, what did the Jets do to Jordan Travis? We have an update on that, plus more of your calls on Aaron Rodgers at 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.